I wondered whether I could just record just a few words for the news, just with you thanking the fans and everybody. I mean, what would you say to the fans who've you know, who've been there supporting you since last week?
I would say that they have helped me to get through, to be honest with you. That has really helped me. I think well, when you grieve in a child. But then when you're grieving a child that impacted on so many people's lives, I suppose it gives you comfort and strength to think, well, he would want me to stop moping about and he would want me to be there for them guys. And his friends are very, very much involved in what we're deciding to do in the future. So I would say they have helped me to get through, without a shadow of a doubt.
Are you finding strength within yourself and from the others as well?
Yeah, I am finding strength. I've just actually got a shower and thought, I may put some makeup on today. I may brush my hair today. I may wear something different today, because I think as time goes by, I see his friends, they're posting pictures all the time and they're constantly texting me, and they're being so, so strong. So I should be like them. I should be strong too, because that's what Chris would want. Christian always knew he was going to be a star. He always knew. He told me he was going to be a star. He told me he was going to die young as well. but he always knew he was going to be a star.
Why did he think he was going to die young? Was it the rock and roll lifestyle?
He always told me. He told his girlfriend as well. He told me not long ago he was going to die young. And he was always going to make an impact on the world. He's had quite long conversations with his partner about it, she was telling me. He's told me this a few times. I think in his mind, he knew. I don't know why he thought that. I've wrapped my mind of the conversation we had, and I said, don't be stupid, what are you talking about?